Okay. We're going to switch gears from what I guess the regular schedule is. And for the next four opportunities that we'll have the time to learn together, I'd like to focus on aspects of Bein Mitzarim, specifically in Yom Kippur, what's going on right now. And as each day comes, we'll deal with what specifically is coming up on the calendar. So next week, it'll probably be more focused on the 3 weeks in general, and different aspects of the 3 weeks, and being Miss Abel mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. Today, I want to discuss specifically Shavuos or B'Tamuz halachic issues that come up. We're going to see a potpourri, to say the least, of four different issues that come up in halacha regarding Shavuos or B'Tamuz, fascinating topics, and some aspects which are important in Kol HaTorah Kula, specifically the first concept, which is the famous Machlokas, and Apsak Halacha Lemaisa. The first thing is, I did not photocopy this because it's about 7 pages long. But the question is, the issue of fasting, you see the title on the top of the Marmar Chumash, the issue of fasting on Shavuot Shavuot Tammuz or Tisha B'Av. Let's say the doctor tells the patient that you only have enough strength, and you have to choose one or the other. You can either fast on Shavuot Shavuot Tammuz or Tisha B'Av, right? So you need to know which one I can choose. Now, well, I'm not the first person to raise this issue, and even the posek achron we're going to see is clearly not the first person to raise this issue. It's dealt with at length in the Rav Chaim Medini's epic Stei Chem. And I didn't photocopy it because it's about 5 pages long, and we're not going to read the tiny print of Stei Chem for the next half hour. But he does, I'll just summarize it very quickly, he does predicate it on a famous machlokas between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. That the Radvaz is asked whether a person who's in jail has the opportunity to get out now and do mitzvot, or he's going to be, or he can pick another day later in the year to go out and do mitzvot. So should he pick the opportunity that comes before him first? We would call that, in some language, in some aspects, is reason makdimin, take what comes before you first. Or, on the other hand, do we say that, no, you should wait for the thing that's more mekudesh, the thing that's more special, more holy. For example, if I have the chance to, get out of jail, and I'll have a geshmak Yom Kippur within the shul, the davening, it's going to be amazing, so why don't I choose to go on Yom Kippur instead of, today, which is going to be regular Wednesday, and a long Shir Shal Yom. So why should I choose to go down that day? So he says that he predicates the machlokas, the Sei Chemed, on that earlier machlokas in the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. Because the Chacham Tzvi argues. He says, no, you don't choose that which is more of a Kiddush, that which is a greater day. Rather, you choose the thing that comes before you first. He quotes the Radvaz and says that it is incorrect. This machlokas comes up in first, Rav Asher Weiss discusses this at length in Minchas Hashem, Parshas Ve'era, Ayin Sham, for what he talks about over there regarding the Machlokas and Radvaz and Chacham Tzvi. It comes up in other places. The Magen Avraham, by Hilchos Talos and Tefillin, says that if a person only has his, we know that you're supposed to put your Talos on before your Tefillin, because we have Din and Tad there and Sheino Tad, so therefore Talos comes first. Let's say I only have my Tefillin, I don't have my Talos yet. So should I wait? Should I put on my tefillin now, or should I hold off my tefillin so I can fulfill the inyan, to say it's not a mitzvah, but the inyan of having my tzitzis on first before my talis? What should I do? Magen Avraham predicates it again on this, seems to be on this machlokas. Do you do the which comes for you first, or do you wait for the better mekudosh, to say the sense, the better situation to put it on? He says the Gemara in Yevamos Lametes discusses a person who needs to do Yibam, okay, but the oldest brother, who halachically should come first before the younger sibling, is out of town. So you have to wait for him to come back, because I should do the proper thing to have the older brother do Yibam, but at the same time, I've got to get things going, people, we've got to figure something out. So the same machlokas is again there, the Chacham Tzvi and the Radvaz. Let's skip. I'm going to skip the first Marma Kama for a second. I'm going to tell you how, when it comes to Shavuos or B'Tamuz and Yedzayin, Shavuos or B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av, how we paskin. It's one line in the Sefer Shalmei Moed, a beautiful Sefer from the Talmidim of Rishon Zalman Arbach, which is, I think, a must for everyone. Really beautiful ideas on the Moedim. And Rishon Zalman says, very quickly, he says, Dona Poskim Legabi Tzom Gedalia, what you should do, bring a Soma Gadan Yom Kippur. So how can we apply it to Shabbat Soma Tamas and Tisha B'Av? And Rosh Hashanah says, Vinisho Rabbeinu Bekeinzeh, he was asked about this, Lagabe Tzom Shiva Asar V'Tamas Be'echad Shechoshesh Shim Yatsum Lo Yucha L'Sanus B'Tisha B'Av. If I fast on Shabbat Soma Tamas, so then I'm not going to be able to fast on Tisha B'Av. V'heishiv de medina tzarech l'tzom b'shiva asar tamas. So Shlomo Zalman says that al-pi halacha you should fast on the first thing that comes around, shiva asar tamas. Avner al-pi hergesh, it's a very funny answer, he says, but according to my feelings, yishlo shiyasana b'tisha b'av. It seems to be that he's saying that, you know, Tisha B'Av is a very, very special day in the calendar, and even though al-pi the din, really, the first, you should take the first thing that comes first, but really Tisha B'Av is kind of a, you know, a bigger fast than Shavuot Tamuz, and he thinks maybe you should also do Tisha B'Av. So in that sense, I suggest we ask our Orthodox Rabbi. That's really discussion there. But just a side...
Or rabbinic concern.
So let's just look at the side point. A fasting halacha, quote in the name of Rabbi Yashar. If you look in our sheet, first Mar Makom, I'm quoting from the Sefer Avnei Yeshba from Yisrael Pesach Fine Hands, which I think is a rub in Eretz.
You're saying like that. Yeah. Really, we should do the Tanya thing first. But since Shavuot Sofer Tammuz and Tisha B'Av are kind of related in that they're Zecher to our Korban,
yeah,
the better way of being Matayim the Zecher the Korban would be to wait for Tisha B'Av. Even though, according to, if there were two unrelated things.
Yeah, sounds like a very beautiful approach. That sounds like definitely an option to explain what he means by Alpi Hergish. According to my feeling, it's clearly not clear. This is from one of the Talmidim's notes, from Yosef Shub. I'm not who that is. So it's not exactly clear, but it's definitely a beautiful option to say that, you know, the best way to do a Kayim, this in the remembering of the Chorban and the Avelis, would be through that later date on Tisha B'Av. It's definitely possible.
Well, it seems though, if you're saying that you should do this first, and if you also can, whenever you have and you also can, that doesn't mean you must. That means you should. But if you can't, then you wouldn't. But the first thing I said, you do need to do.
So the and or you also can is discussed. Excellent. It is discussed with the Acharonim. I'm not sure how it would apply over here. I think they discuss it by the and you also can option, meaning it's an either or versus A and B now versus A or B later. It definitely could be an option. I'm not sure. Okay, just a side point. A beautiful piece here in the Avnei Yeshba to Sefer on Hilchos Tefila from Rav Yisrael Pesach Feinhandler, and he says, Av Tap in Os Yud, he says that B'yom Som Sheish Chiv Al Ha'isha L'Som, if I have a day in which the woman has to fast, the Eina Yecholol L'Som B'li Ezras Ba'la B'Bais, and she has, whatever the reason is, either just she has a lot of kids around and she needs extra help at home and she's not able to handle the fast without the husband home, or just the way her physical makeup is and she just needs another person around to help her go through the fast. Yishal habal lehispalu biyachidus. It's preferable that the husband should daven alone at home. In tzarech la'azor liishto bizman shatzibur mispalel, and forego davening with tzibur in order to help his wife. We'll look in the footnotes. We'll see who he's quoting. It's also not going to be clear who he's quoting, but I'll tip you in a second. Kevin shechova al ha'isha. This is footnote 16.
It's interesting. He's just saying he should be. He should daven b'chidus. He should not daven.
Oh yes, he should not daven. He's not
meaning that. He's not saying mivatul tefila. He's just saying daven b'chidus.
Correct. We're not saying this is like a. You have two mitzvahs before you, and this mitzvah helping wife is pushing it out. We're just saying the mitzvah, if your wife needs to fast, she's not going to fast without you there. So at least take away the tefila, the tzibur.
There's no cause of the hidur.
But the tefila b'tzibur is just a hidur. It's not like a
correct
chiyuv. The tefila is the chiyuv. So he's not pottering the chiyuv.
Correct.
He's just removing the hidur.
Correct. It is true that many people, this is, I guess it's something we don't like to push around so much, but tefila b'tzibur is really a hidur at the end of the day. We don't like to push that idea around in public so much. But often the Rishonim Acharonim seem to view tefila b'tzibur as the first thing to go. Yeah, on a list of things that are most important. You should all come to Minyan, Baruch Hashem. But just in case that issue arises. Let's see who he's quoting. In footnote 16 it says, Kevan Shechova al Isha Litzom, a woman has to fast. That's obvious. I mean, that's the fast. Adif davar shalchova shalom in hidr shalbaila. The chova of herself is better than the hidr of the husband. Koshakasim eshabur b'chilchas Chanukah. Ayn sham etzvil b'tzibor hu hidr lumas tzom. Sharei mekayma mitzvahs tila gambalo tzibor. Hiskim iti ledina echa gon echa shlita. Gon echa shlita is Revel Yashav. Gonach HaShlita is Revel Yashav. I only know that because this is quoted in other places, B'Shem Revel Yashav. But this is the first source that I could find that quotes this halacha. I know he's talking about Revel Yashav based on other sources. Just a side point, there's a very popular sefer called V'Zos HaBracha, which is in America, if the Hilchos Bracha sefer that everyone relies on is Rabbi Bandner's Halachos HaBracha, so with a big grapefruit on the front. So that's what everyone relies on. So the Hilchos Bracha sefer that's very most popular in Eretz Yisrael is called V'Zos HaBracha by Rav Mandelbaum, I think. He's like the Brachos expert. He did all the research on the foods and the types and the growth, all these different types of things. So all of the sefer he quotes, Echa Migdol Ador, Echa Migdol Ador, Echa Migdol Ador. Who's Echa Migdol Ador? Shal Yashav. He writes an introduction. He didn't want to, for some reason, didn't want to write his name, or whatever. So it seems that in all Sfarim, Echad Migdol Hador is Rav Yashav, the anonymous Gadol Hador. Okay, let's move on to the next issue at hand. Chatzan and Kala, Shavu Brachos, fasting on Shavuos or Tammuz. What is the din? Let's look at.
Yeah, the back of the first page.
So going back to Nathan Tibor, but to be mivata on mitzvah to help someone else in the kind of mitzvah, would you be allowed to? Are you supposed to be mivata your own mitzvah? And then being something familiar or a spouse or a child, something closer to you, other than Arevus to a fellow Jew. Can you mivatu your own mitzvah? Hinder is easy.
Yeah.
But can you mivatu your own mitzvah to help someone become their mitzvah?
I guess it would depend. I'm not sure. It might depend on the mitzvah. It might depend on the mitzvah you can make up a later time. Maybe you can make it up a later time, but not in such a good way. I'm not sure. I don't want to say one way or the other. Okay, next. I'm not going to bring this inside. We'll see the piece in a second from Rav Sternbach. The Magen Avraham writes that a chassan and kala during Sheva Brachos must fast, even if the fast is nidcha. Okay? Even like, this year, right? So this year the fast is nidcha on Sunday. Someone gets married this week, and the Sheva Brachos are going to fall on the nidcha day. So the Magen Avraham says the chassan and kala during Sheva Brachos, they must fast. Okay? It does not push off any fast. Okay, the only time they're exempt from fasting is on the day of their chuppah. If a chassan and kala are getting married on Sunday, which is clearly not the minhag, but if they're getting married on Sunday, so they would not have to fast on the 17th of Tammuz. The Shar Tzion, in the Mishnah, the Shar Tzion, Sif Chassan Lamedal, by the Magen Avraham, questions this because Sheva Brachos are docha actual Avelus. God forbid if a chassan and kala have to observe Avelus. So Sheva Brachos are docha actual Avelus. So why wouldn't Sheva Brachos be docha this type of Avelus, which is only really a Dinzer Rabbanan, in a sense, it's not real, this type of this 3-week Avelus is not real Avelus, but it's, so why wouldn't it push it aside? And he cites Acharonim who agree with him that the Sheva Brachos excludes you from fasting. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be pushing against the Magen Avraham. Let's just look, and I'm just going to tell you here from Sham the Mode, and I'm going to see a little piece here from Rav Sternbach. So, again, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, of course, Magen Avraham and the Shaar Tzion, and he says, L'maisa ho Rabbeinu, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, b'chassin v'kala, b'shivas ima mishta, d'yecholim l'hakel b'tzom shivas arbatav. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that chassin and kala and Shavu Rochus do not have to fast on shivas arbatav, shenidcha. So this Sunday, if there's a chassan and kala got before, they would not have to fast. She'ain sarach lasanos, they do not have to fast.
And people that's the first day of second day.
I would assume not. I'd have to do only the chassan and kala because for them it's a personal yantif. Okay, and we're going to see this in a second. Let's look at
I understand the word correctly when you said that it's not our minhag, but there are people, in other words, who will get married on a day when a fast is.
I'm an Arminag, the Minag of the Jewish people at this moment in time.
Oh, okay.
If the person, I guess, I don't know, let's say there's no other possible way, and this is the only time to get married, where the reason would be, So then we would deal with it as it came up, but I've never heard of
such a case. Okay, so it's not an issue of Ashkenazim's fight.
No. I meant the minhag of the Jewish people at this moment in time. Okay, let's look at a piece from the classic Moadim Uzmanim from Moshe Sternbach. Okay, this is Mechilat Zion. I think that would be the last Chelik of the Sefer. And let's look at the beginning, because he raised this issue in Simon Reish Mem Vav, Din Chasson B'Dalad Somos. Rav Sternbach writes as follows. He says, Mishalti B'Chasson Shechal Shiva Sarvatamos, or Sarvatavis B'Soch Shiva Sinei Mishta Shalom. Okay, our question again, Shavu Brachos during this time. Im Chayav L'Sanos Olo, V'Ra'isi B'Ber Halacha, in Reish Simon Tavkof Memtes, Shehevi B'Shem HaRitva. He quotes the Ritva, the one that we showed him, Shechai L'Sanos, that you have to fast. Who cares that you're Shavu Brachos? To Regel Shalo, Regel Yachid. Because his personal yantiv is a personal yantiv. Okay? Midurabanan. Batanios Elohim Durabim. These are public fast days. And the mitzvah of the Rabim generally pushes aside the mitzvah of the individual. Asi Avelis Durabim Medachi Regel Diyachid. Va'od Diyachid Mikra Male Dibor Hakasov. And the Yachid comes from a pasuk, okay? Im lo alah Yisushalayim arosh simcha si. Okay, clearly there's an aspect of remembering Yerushalayim, and that it pushes aside the individual. Okay, that the remembrance of Yerushalayim for the public pushes aside rosh simcha si, my personal simcha. Okay, v'chein hevi b'magen Avram b'shem Maharash Halevi shachasim b'soch shuvasimei hamishta k'shachal echad k'asomos mashlim taniso v'afilu tzom hanidcha. Again, he quotes the Maharash Halevi that the chasim kala needs to fast. V'chein masik hamishta brula halacha sosim tafuk nun shemisana umashlim b'shuvasimei hamishta ap b'tzom hanidcha. Now he doesn't quote the Shaar Tzion's questions on the Magen Avraham, but he's going to raise his own questions. Vani Tamei, Vani Tama, I'm very bothered by this. Halo Chovat Shiva Simei Hamishta Havu Midurabanan Karegel. Shiva Simei Hamishta is a Dindurabanan. It's a personal yantar. V'lechein afilu imeis lo meis l'chasan docha aveluso shehu be'emsa regel. And even if the chasan has a mace, it's docha the avelus in the middle of the regel. The chasan and the kala don't observe avelus until after shavu brachos. The kaman shu beemsa regel shalom hayach nitcha regel shalom b'fnei hatsom. Umashapir shar dvasha hatsom avelus to rabim v'lochein adif. Perhaps the public avelus pushes aside the personal simcha. Tim'ani halo bizmanenu hatsom hu rak minhag. The fast isn't even dinder abundant and minhag she'ein shasa shmad. This is a totally different discussion, but during times where it's very difficult for the Jewish people, there's war, so the fasts change. We're not going to discuss that right now. Uvaran, so Paraktanius, Kasab, Bisham, Ramban, quotes other Marm, quotes Ahmedina, next line, Ahshemedina, Achiyav, Gam, Minbe'er, Mikomakam, Kemishain, Ela, Minhag, Lachain, Chayav, and Rak, Bayom. He discusses whether the fast begins at night versus the day. Lachain, Hiskam, Agra, Shahayom, Eno, Ela, Minhag. Everyone agrees that the day fast is a minhag. V'lo kibalnu mibe'erev, we don't accept it during the night. V'kemen she'enu ela minhag. Tzarech bir minalan shai minhag docha chiyu derabanan shasim chaskasan shechiyuvo alim l'tchos afilu avelas. How could you say that this minhag is going to push aside the simchas chaskasan? It's such a light minhag, shiva sabatamos. How is it going to push aside simchas chaskasan? That's his question. That's his questions, and he raises a series of questions again in this piece, which is not so much longer, it just wasn't worth it to bring the whole next side of the page, but he does conclude that this is the halacha, and this is what the Magen Avraham says, and you did the chasam and chankala, don't fast on Shiva Santanas, that would seem to be the halacha, and again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman feels that if it's a nidcha, like this coming Sunday, so then the chasam and chankala could not fast and rely on their Shavu Brachos. Next. Kriyas HaTorah. Let's look over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Let's look in the Kriyas HaTorah. So we know that the four fasts read the Torah from Parshas Vayechal. Okay? This is what we know in the back of the Arsical Sinner. It'll be very clear for you how the leaning is divided up. Shachos HaMincha and Tisha B'Av, right? We only read Vayechal HaMincha. And this is the case even for Nitzah, right? On Sunday we're going to read Parshas Vayechal. How does the breakup begin? The Kohen begins at in Shmos Lamed Beis at Aleph, and the Sibur reads out loud Shuv Mechar Apecha. Then the Levi skips a couple of prakim to Lamed Dalet Aleph, and Shlishi reads from Lamed Dalet Dalet, and the Sibur reads Yigal Amidos and Mislachta Vaneinu out loud. Right, so we skip a large chunk in the Sefer Torah when reading the Torah on the day of Vayechal. And I just wanted to point out an very interesting thing. That if we look here, sorry, we're on the previous Mar Makomos page before, it says, Lekusei Hapardis Mitamidei Rashi, in the middle, right where we discussed the Moedim Mizmanim before, the last Mar Makomos sheet that we had, right? And we know that we skip it, because it's not really so, it's about the breaking of the Luchos, and it's not so applicable to the general aspects of the Tshuva of the Saturday. So there's a tremendous Chiddush from the Talmidim of Rashi in the Lekutei Pardes. I brought the whole thing here. He says, "V'yom tov taimus shel yidzayim b'tamuz ein medalgin v'yichal Moshe." So Shavuos or Tammuz, you shouldn't skip v'yichal. Why? Because in Shavuos or Tammuz is the day the Luchos were broken. So why are you skipping the whole Parsha? It should be a different day. Out of the 4 days we read, it should be a different day. This nishtabru haluchos detnan chamisha dvarim iru la'avosenu v'yidzayim b'tamuz v'chamisha b'tishabav. V'yidzayim b'tamuz nishtabru haluchos. And they were broken. Ubatel ha-tamid, and the tamid was stopped being brought. The Mishnah of Chayir, and the walls were broken. The Sarf Epistemus, Es HaTorah, and they brought the Torah. Ve'amid Salem Beheichal, and they put up a statue of Odazar in the Heichal. And for that reason, the Talmidim of Rashi, or for some reason, Rashi felt that the request of Torah, specifically on Shavuos or Tammuz, should be different. It's a tremendous finish. And we should add all those aspects. It's just a nice marimakom. Clearly, that is not the minhag. Because that is not the minhag, if you look in any, I've never seen that done anywhere, that they read Vayechal. That was just a nice side point. Let's get back to the last issue at hand. Okay? The last issue at hand is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. On the last page of Marimakomos, in Tafkof Samach Vav, let's look on in Vav, okay, of the Shulchan Aruch up top. Yesh Mish Omer, She'ein Omeid Lekros B'Torah B'Tanis Tzibur. That you should not have someone come up to read from the Torah B'Tanis Tzibur, Mi Shalom Hisaneh, someone who did not fast. V'im HaKohen Eino Misaneh, Yotzo HaKohen Beis HaKnesses. And if the Kohen didn't fast, he should leave. V'Omeid Lekros B'Torah Yisrael B'HaMisaneh, and we should have a Yisrael, a Pashat Jew, come up and read from the Torah because he fasted. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Chaf Aleph.
So he doesn't exempt himself from getting the Aliyah. It's just not covered. Because otherwise he wouldn't have to leave the shul.
Yeah.
In Rosh Hashanah is saying he has to leave the shul, so he doesn't lose any status. It's just not covered at Torah that he didn't fast.
Correct.
So let's get to the
Mishnah Berurah. Kadesh lo yomru shehu pagum, right? Meaning he should go out. He shouldn't stay there and then pass them over. That's wrong. We never do that. We should kick him out so they don't say that there's something wrong with him, that we're not calling him up. Let's not cause a fight. You know, like a pogrom, but the nice thing for him is to walk out. We're not going to cause a whole fight in shul because the kohen doesn't want to walk out. Sure, you know, kohanim are hot-headed, as we know. We don't want to start a fight with them. Everyone, there are people who don't fast. Those tanisim we find in the Navi, Shakol Mesanu Levad Mishuhola, Ika Pegama Imlo Yotza. It would be a problem if he did not leave. Alkein Yizar Letzais. He should be extra careful in that case by one of the four fasts to leave. The Kozak is Shein Kohen Acher Beis Haknesses. Alvi Mish Kohen Acher Pshita Shein Sarach Letzais. So there's another Kohen, so he doesn't have to leave because no one's going to know the difference. That's weird. Why would all the Kohanim walk out? That's just very odd. The Imchoshes Yikru La Alos Yomar Lachasim Shlo Yikru. If they call him up, if they're afraid they're going to call him up, tell the chaz not to call him up. The da, b'diavad im karuhu b'mincha l'mishenu misaneh. At mincha, b'diavad, if you call him up by mistake, yesh deos ben aposkim im ya'aleh. Maybe he should go up because he was already called. Once you raise him up for the aliyah, perhaps you shouldn't push him back down. Yesh machirim b'zeh tavei chashash brach l'latala. There's some people machin because it could a bracha l'vatala if he makes a birchas haTorah. Fasting. The whole takana of the Kriyas HaTorah was only for those people who were fasting. And if someone who's not fasting makes the bracha can be levatala, amazing. Their reason, those who are lenient, it's not his bracha. He's making the bracha on behalf of everyone else. So who cares if he's not fasting? He's just a shaliach of the tzibor. Best thing is for him to get out of town. Find another issue, not for us right now. And that would be the issue. Okay. Just one side point. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Nishmas Avram, the doctor's handbook of medical halacha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if a person wants to get an aliyah, so he should eat pachos mikashir throughout the day. That if you eat a little bit, but not the amount you'd be chayav for fasting, so then such a person can still get an aliyah. In that case, the person wants to. We have a shaila, okay? We have a big shaila. So let's look at the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah here. I brought from the Shul Karama David of David Greenwald, who was a rav in Europe, and he was asked the following shaila. Okay? Mechtavo kabalti of Eldavar, I shared in this topic. I got your letter and you were questioned. You were unsure. Bamash, Ira, Lo, the Tainus, Yud, Zayin, Tammuz. You were asked a question on Shiva, Sarva, Tammuz. Shahayu, Bamako, Mirchatz, Shalohayu, Asara, Nisanim. You were in some sort of like a spa, like a health spa, someplace in Europe, and everyone was there because they needed some country air or some issue, whatever it was. And no one there was fasting because they're all under the weather of some sort. So they're in some sort of hospital or recuperation spa. But ayin ki hayachal biyom hay. V'lo haya yodim malasos. So it fell on Thursday because, as we know, Shavuos or Tammuz can never fall on Monday based on the calendar. So it had to be a Thursday. It fell on a Thursday. Malasos v'kriyas haTorah, tziva malaso l'kros, and you told them you should read the Parshas HaShavua. Don't read Vayichal. Read the Parshas HaShavua. V'rotz l'eda, you want to know if this is a good idea.
And I think he's talking about the morning, right?
He's talking about the morning. Right, he's talking about the morning. And he tells them, so I didn't know. It's a fast day. We should read Vayichal. But what's the problem? We're not fasting. So is there no Kriyas HaTorah is the question, and all Kriyas HaTorah falls to the side, or do we say no? You just read the regular Kriyas HaTorah for the week.
For sure, Mincha there wouldn't be Kriyas HaTorah.
For sure, right. Mincha wouldn't be Kriyas HaTorah because you're not. If there's it's like you're putting something over a zero. There's nothing there, so we're not going to transplant nothing over the
let's
zero.
Say you're in an area, and there's only six people fast. Does it go like the Indian of Misbalim? So you have 10 people from Indian, and is it 6 and that's okay, or you need all 10 to be to create the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah?
I think 6 is enough.
I would think 6 is enough
because you have a special deal by time assessed that you need 7.
So, but he says Shalhayu Asara Hamasanim. He says that it could be there was only 10 people. I'm not sure. I don't want to say. I'm not sure. So he answers very quickly. He says, Nira to Tav Hora. You passed him correctly. Diyish l'kros parshas haShavua. Dihine Nira Pashat. It's very obvious. Diim Chal b'shar yimos haShavua. That if it were to fall on any other day during the week, k'she'en sham asara hamasanin, she'en l'kros v'aychal. You wouldn't read it at all. Okay? So clearly, that would be the din. And let's look in the tshuva. Some posts can discuss it, but really the posts can really summarize best by Vital Stern in his Vital Chachma. He says, he quotes, just very quickly, we'll do it in about a minute. He says, he quotes the Shut Imre Yosher, who was asked about this, and for some reason, Rav Meir Arik felt that it was a problem to do that. And he quotes the Zara Emes, who was one of the Sephardi Poskim, and he felt that it was okay to do it. And he says that, and he just let's just skip to the to the last paragraph. It says, to say we don't fast, we're not going to read Parshas Vayechal, Gam Parshas Shavu Ein Koren, and we shouldn't even read the Parsha of the week on the Thursday. If we were to read it with six people who are fasting, Din lo hayu koren vayechal lohem mevarchen klal shalach koren gam parshas shavua. If gam ma kama rak shadoch and parshas shavua, that which they said you're going to push aside the parshas shavua, ha ein doch and they kriyazu parshas shavua. Shagam im lo hayu koren vayechal, if you wouldn't read vayechal, lo hayu koren parshas shavua. Svar late the ein koren vayechal. It appears that if you don't read vayechal, koren mebeis vehei parshas shavua. There's no vayechal. You read the regular kriyas Torah of the week. Gam b'shukaron leDavid, he quotes, which we already saw. Hora bezel the cross parshas shavua. You should read the parshas shavua if you're not going to read the vayechal. V'chein mestaber mitoch mashukasov. And he thinks it's very obvious that if there's if you're not going to have the required number of people to fast, so therefore you should read the parshas shavua and not read Baikal.
Sure.